Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google Docs off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Well, guess what that sound means.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. I didn't study. Jeez.
Ah, wouldn't you know it. It's a new week, and we are once again back with the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Guess who's back? Back again. Wait, I think I sing that probably every third episode.
It is, roughly. We're going to change it up. Guess who's back? Without Ben.
I like it.
Thank you. We got a new opening.
Yeah, and of course that cockbite's not here.
Yeah,
something
once
about
again.
Working or... Which is a bullshit excuse. I'm working right now.
And I kind of am working, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, technically, whenever we do this podcast, we are working. So yeah. Our amazing listener can get some top quality news.
Our one listener.
Just that one guy. He's a fun guy, that one guy.
Yeah. It's funny, because that one listener, I'm going to bet, I'll put money on it, that they literally just let their phone run all day listening to our episodes. That's how we get so many views and listens. Probably to the point where their battery is literally about to die.
Only if there was, an app where, people that have, dying phones can all talk.
That'd be really cool, and then they could just die with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's like a drinking the Kool-Aid suicide pact.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that be neat for, a buck if you could just download an app that lets you talk to other people whose phones are at 5% and dying, and then you can die together?
Yeah, I'd probably name it something like Die With Me or something like that.
Oh, man. It'd be the chat app you can only use when your phone's at less than 5%.
All right, hold on. I'm going to use my powers. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we have... Oh, I put myself a little bit there, but we have... Tried a little too hard.
All right. What do we got?
I've made the app. It exists.
Awesome. And look at that. It's on a website, too. Holy moly, there's a preview on YouTube for it. That's right. We're talking about the well-known app Die With Me.
Well, I wish I would have known about it when I had my Nexus, but...
Now you got the Google 2 Pixel XL.
Yeah, now when I go to bed, even after heavy use, I still have 30% at least.
Lucky bastard.
But, so Ty, tell me about this app.
So, I haven't personally used it because my phone also never really goes to 5%. But, whatever. Basically, it's an app that allows you to pair yourself with random strangers whose phones are also at 5% or less, and then you literally get to die together. And the app only comes up and works when you're at 5% or below. Once you hit 6% or higher, it goes away. It won't let you log back
in. That was pretty cool. But it locks you out of it until you're that low.
Yeah, it's actually a super neat idea. It's kind of lame it costs a dollar, but you know what? Worth it. For that once in a while occasion that your phone's on the brink of death and you're like, meh, I'm going to talk to somebody random. And not Tinder.
I think it's funny though, the complaints are the fact that it's the rooms are always empty. It's well, that's because everyone's dead.
Right. Everybody either died or they charged.
All your friends are dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty neat. You know, a little fun fact. Never mind.
And there goes the train of thought.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm not going to spend a dollar on it because I'm poor, and my phone never dies. But really, if you got an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 6 or a Note.
Realistically, 7, any iPhone that's not the 8 or
the 7.
X,
I've got the 7 Plus, and my battery's great.
Just wait until the next update. It won't be anymore.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. You know, maybe, Andrew, if I had the app, we could have talked earlier, and that way I wouldn't have had to ignore you on Skype while we're recording the podcast.
Yeah, but my phone, even though I'm playing games, is 55% still.
Yeah. I was just trying to
tell you. I've been playing CSR 2 for like the past, I don't know, half hour.
CSR 2.
It's essentially just drag racing. It's Fast and Furious.
You know. I have been playing Prop Hunt on Call of Duty. A lot.
What hunt?
Prop Hunt.
What?
Oh, you don't
please,
know?
Do explain. No, I don't play Cock of Duty.
I'm pretty sure it's a temporary game, but basically you go back and forth. One round you're people, the second round you're literally like props. Like you can be a bucket, a door, a blanket, a sandbag, a tractor. You're like actual physical items in the game and you have to try to hide. And then people, other characters run around and they shoot at you and realize that you're actually you and they kill you.
Oh my god.
It's super fun because like you can move.
Yeah,
can...
but that's a copy. That's a copy from Gary's mod in Counter-Strike.
Whatever. I'm enjoying it.
All you console peasants have no idea what I'm talking about.
Console peasants. So rude.
30 FPS, motherfuckers.
Right now, it's a temporary game mode, and it's double XP till the 30th, which is tomorrow for us, but when the podcast comes out, it'll be today. What?
Every day I'm shuffling.
So crazy. It's a lot of fun, though. Like, I thought it was... I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, that's kind of cool. But then I played it, and I'm literally addicted. Like, I get so fucking hyped to try and hide places, and people don't find me. And then you can flashbang, like your prop flashbangs, and everybody gets blinded, and you just book it. And people are like, God damn it!
That's pretty funny.
It is. It's really good.
The one time I was a roll of toilet paper on Gary's mod.
I haven't been a roll of toilet paper. I've been a tractor, a motorcycle, a bicycle, a door, a dresser. I've been a sandbag, a blanket. The blanket was a really good one. Because you literally like blend into the dirt and everybody walks over you thinking you're nothing. And then, oh, also, every like 30 seconds, your prop whistles as like a sign to show where you are in the map and people can hear it and they try and find you. And it's really good.
Hmm.
Yeah, so... Hmm. Make sure you guys add me on Xbox. It's BlackPerson686. There's a space in between Black and Person. Just
yeah, saying. He did.
Yeah, I did it. Whatever. You know.
Yeah, with the one thing I liked about the Gary's mod version is depending on what you... Well, not depending on what you were, but you got to pick what you were, so you'd fly around and, like, possess something.
Oh.
And playing with my friends, I had taken the toilet paper that was on the top shelf, so whenever they opened up the closet, I would fling myself out at them.
That would be hit in the face terrifying. With the toilet paper,
and then I'd bounce off and fall back on the shelf, so you wouldn't know which one hit you.
That would be really good. You know what? I've also been... A giant telephone box, like a TARDIS, basically. And it's fucking terrifying. Like, at the last 3 seconds, usually people get up and run whenever they're a prop. And I've literally just, like, gotten up and just chased after people and, like, bumped into them. It's fucking frightening,
Did
though.
Go inside of the telephone booth? Because that'd be hilarious if people just kept going inside of you.
That would be... That wow. Oh my god. Got all hot and bothered here. No, they can't go inside you. But you can if like let's say you're a rock and somebody's a sandbag or a stone pig with wings, which I was the other day, you can sit as the pig and then the rock can go on top of you and drop a decoy so that you're literally hiding inside of a rock. It was kinda cool.
Nice.
I died quickly, but it's okay. Speaking of dying quickly, Remember, I know we talked about it last episode, which was 2 weeks ago. Again, people, I'm sorry. We were busy last week. It was a fuck ton of shit going on. God. Idiots. Anyway.
You're only up to one person.
I know. But remember last episode we talked about the dumbass in Hawaii that hit the button talking about the false nuke alert? I wanted to talk about it then, but we didn't have it at the time, so we're talking about it now. Pornhub. That's why there's a Pornhub tag on Instagram there, Ben. Hopefully you didn't see that. Pornhub released some statistics on the post-Hawaii missile alert FAP attack. What a great long title. So, some dumbass hit the missile alert button, freaking everybody the hell out. And in the wake of that, Hawaiians, instead of just running and hiding, actually went to their computers and their phones and, well, spanked their missiles.
Yeah, from what I understood was that at the end of every shift change, they, I guess, test the warning system, but the send out for the warning and the cancel button are, like, right beside you, like right one under another in a Dropbox. So if you click the wrong one, it doesn't give you like a confirmation. You just click it and it does it. Mm. So he just whoops, and then that's why it got sent out. So obviously now they've realized that was a bad life choice and they're redoing everything.
Oh man, yeah, it's ridiculous. But they showed the missile alert came in at 8:07 a.m. At 8:23, Pornhub like stats dropped 77%. At 9:01, like 15 minutes after the false alarm statement was issued, people really don't know for sure that it's issued, you know.
Yeah.
It jumped back up like 100-something%. So everybody went and grabbed their missiles and started shooting them off, I guess.
Oh, I thought I was going to die. I'm so goddamn hard right now. I got a death motor.
Fucking, Dr. Krieger down there. Disgusting.
Oh, Krieger. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a doctor.
Stop, man. I can only get so erect.
Oh, jeez.
Which, that's honestly kind of how I feel about Elon Musk right now, which I never thought I would say those words.
Genius. He's crazy, rich, genius.
He really is, for no reason.
Not for, you know, PayPal, Tesla, anything that actually is doing something to benefit society. He has a company called The Boring Company, which this company, it's not actually The Boring. Well, it's called The Boring Company, but what it is that supposedly he started this company to make tunnels under cities to ease congestions. Solution is if that tunnel gets too built up, build another one. But it's what his current company decided they wanted to. What they did. Ty, what did the Boring Company come out with?
Well, they came out with a $500 flamethrower. Plus applicable taxes and fees.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people were thinking, all right, so they came out with a flamethrower. So obviously there's going to be some issue with like ATF saying, no, you can't have this. Well, that's where you're wrong, people. According to ATF guidelines, you can have a flamethrower if it does not fire a flame that is over 10 feet. So 10 feet, you're good. 11 feet, you're fucked.
And this looks like it goes about like 5 to 6 feet, roughly?
If that, yeah. Now, the downside is, though, when they come out with the ones that are California compliant, it will be more like a space heater.
Fucking California's always got random ass restrictions.
I watched the SHOT video, so many videos on the SHOT show, because, well, you know, I needed a boner somehow. Mm-hmm. The amount of stupid bullshit that California has for California compliant weapons is so dumb.
I mean, everything in general. Like, anytime I've worked at a place, for instance, Walmart, they always end every statement like, you know, oh, these rules are here, 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 and here. And you have to follow this and this, unless you live in California. It's like, oh. Okay.
Did you know that in rifles in California, you can't actually have a pistol grip?
Really?
So if there's an area between the buttstock and the pistol grip, it's filled in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is the fact that he's already made $4 million.
Wow.
Off pre-sales.
I mean, it's...
So if he does not sell one more at the time that I was reading the statistics, if he did not sell... I don't know how to speak. If he did not sell any more, not only would he have $4 million, he'd still have 12,000 flamethrowers. You know, a lot of these people bought them just for the fact that it was Elon Musk and it was Boring, the Boring Company.
Yeah, and it's a $500 fucking flame tosser. I figured it was a better word.
Please tell us about the breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air. It's funny because if you've ever seen the movie Spaceballs, I believe they had a pretty good situation with this in there.
They did.
Uh-huh.
They did with a nice vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this week, we're not doing a Ties Bullshit Kickstarter thing or something of the week. Nope. We're doing a...
Are we going to do a Wake Me Up Before You Indiegogo?
Yes!
Before you Indiegogo.
Wake me up before you Indiegogo. And cue the Indiegogo music.
Wake me up before you go go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high.
All right. So, glad we did that. We don't own the rights to that music. Please don't sue us for copyright infringement. Indiegogo. 100% pure canned New Zealand mountain air. Ooh.
I imagine it would just smell like hobbit farts.
Yeah, probably. It doesn't... I found this last week. I was going to use it on last week's episode when we didn't have one. And I couldn't let go of it because it made me laugh so hard that...
I'm going to start selling fresh Canadian air.
That would be delicious. But... So anyway, Indiegogo... Kind of like Kickstarter, kind of like Patron, or Patron.
Patreon.
Whatever. They're not helping
Patron's
us.
Patron's alcoholic, you alcoholic.
Oh, shit. I found a project on there, and it's literally titled 100% Pure Canned New Zealand Mountain Air. Personal 180 breath bottled pure New Zealand air aimed at those countries with severe air pollution. They're literally doing Spaceballs right here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this crazy-ass old man with a very, very bright Easter-looking plaid shirt who is in a video talking about stuff. And he looks insane. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
He seems like the type of guy that would pay you in hair.
Yeah, or fingernail and toenail clippings.
Ooh. Not the outcome I was expecting from that one.
I'm sorry.
And I've broken tie.
Whew. That shit was so fucking funny. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oof. So, the project has a pretty large goal of about, it's a flexible goal, of about $200,000. So that's cool, and they've got two backers so far. Two people have actually backed this for a whopping, get ready for it, $45.
So I can buy for $45. I can buy a can.
Yeah.
Or I could go to Walmart and buy an air purifier for $25.95.
Right. Like I don't understand this. In China, the numbers are reliably estimated at between 1 and 2 million for air pollution-related deaths alone. Good. They're overpopulated.
They're not that hard!
Jimmy Chong Ching Ching A Chong Ching Ching Ah.
And Ty went there.
Yeah, I did. If you've actually
sorry
seen...
to none of our Asian listeners. By that I mean because we don't have any.
Right. If you've seen our new Meet the Team page on the website, cerebral-overload.com, you'll notice that I have a very confused look as I'm using chopsticks for pho. Yeah.
But you know how to use chopsticks. You used them when we went to sushi.
I do, and I really like pho, but you can't eat pho with chopsticks because it's a soup.
Oh, see, I haven't had pho. I've named a cat pho.
Huh. Well, I mean, you can eat it because there's noodles and shit in there. Noodles, but...
The noodle's so good.
The noodle was so good.
They're so good, they soak up all the sauce.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Well. We got so racist so fast.
Alright, so... You know how usually... Wait, do we have any more stories for you?
No. No, I thought I had was those four.
Okay. So, you know, usually, before I said I want to do my moron moment.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have a double whammy here.
Ooh.
Double whammy. Oh. So, I decided to withhold these from you because I want you to experience them in real time while we record IRL. So, first
I'm
off.
So excited.
I sent you a link through the...
through Hangouts.
Through the Hangout.
I see that.
And now I'm sending you another one. So the first one we're going to talk about is one that I'm sending you in Skype.
Okay, so I need to open Skype first.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So if anybody knows me, I have an insane obsession with Nutella.
I saw the title of this, but I didn't actually look at it.
So in France, they dropped the price of Nutella by 70%.
Holy
so
shit.
It went from $4.50 to $1.40.
Oh my god.
There was literally riots to get Nutella. People were killing. It's essentially like American Black Friday. Like, that's how crazy people were. And the good thing is there is a video.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh, look, there it is. Oh my god. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it. And you're gonna hear the audio because it records my audio that I listen to. So here we go. The video of Nutella rioting in action.
Oh my god. I haven't even watched the video.
Oh,
she's got a reusable bag. She's like just arming it all in there.
Look at my Nutella. Let me get that from you. I'm going to surrender in a moment.
Oh, they're being god. Really violent for being French, though.
Right. There's the white flag. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
I mean, Nutella
this
is
and
great.
I'm pretty sure, like, you can tell France doesn't have sales like this very often, because everywhere else in Canada, in the world, like, you know, America, Canada, I'm assuming England, if you go to buy a lot of something that's ridiculously priced low, they put a limit on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there'll be people that'll, like, buy four, walk out to their car, come back in, buy four more.
Yeah.
But hey, at least your fat ass did a little bit of exercise there and you're actually trying. These people are just scooping that shit up.
Scoop and dupe.
Now, just imagine what would happen if they brought down the price of Tide Pods. Jesus.
Oh my god. We'd have so many deaths on our hands.
Side note, did you hear about the guy that vaped a Tide Pod?
I've seen a few people that were doing it.
Yeah, the dude that I worried about, he was actually coughing up blood. It's kind of funny.
Oh, stupid good.
Fucking moron. Woman had so with this Nutella thing, a woman had her hair pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
An elderly lady got hit in the head with a box.
Nice.
And someone else got a bloody hand, probably from being stepped on.
Wow. Or somebody got Nutella on their hand and somebody ate it.
That's true. And there was actually store people that were trying, like employees that were trying to stop it, and they just kept getting pushed.
It's because they're French.
Like getting pushed out of the way. So yeah, that was the Nutella thing. So that would be, I would say, my morons moment.
Okay. Okay.
Now my next comes from America.
Okay. Oh. Oh, good. Okay.
In Bothell, Washington. I'm going to say Bothell, Washington, because it sounds so much funnier. So, thankfully, there's people like me and you, Ty, that have Nest security cameras or some form of doorbell camera like I have.
Yeah.
And it's a video of this lady stealing someone's packages from their front door, which is not uncommon. No. But here's where it gets fun.
Oh.
So the dumb bitch,
okay,
as she's running away from the house, instead of traveling down the driveway, she decides to cut across the grass to the, I'm assuming, her inbred meth head boyfriend that's in the car.
Of course.
As she steps on the grass, though, that's when she decides, she just says, fuck it, I'm going to break dance. Oh. And by break dance, I mean break her fucking ankle.
Oh, yeah.
She broke that shit.
Oh, that's
quicker
fantastic.
Than I break promises to Ben. And it was hilarious. Like, this is karma literally just punching you right in the fucking vagina.
All right, we're going to...
And then you got a fucking meth head boyfriend shows up. Oh, honey, I'll help you. Oh, wait, let me just grab the packages first.
We're going to play it. I'm going to get some audio on here, and we're going to play it. Right about the minute mark. Okay. We're getting there. Looks like the car is pulling up.
Sorry, I'm laughing at their exit.
Here she comes. She's walking up to the house. Her boobies are bouncing, obviously not wearing a bra.
She can't afford one. That's what she's trying to steal.
Oh, that's a good angle. It looks like my dad's ex-wife. Yeah, run, you stupid bitch. Yeah! Oh, she's down for the count.
Wait for it.
Here it comes, and snap. Oh, my God. God.
But then they say that chivalry's dead, and the end of the video will show you it's not.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Oh,
and then he goes back and,
Oh,
but it was fucking worth it, you piles of garbage.
Oh, man. That's good. Hey, at least they got the packages.
Now, the top comment I have to agree with. So, Gene Junkie commented saying, sadly, in this day and age, the crook will sue and probably win against the homeowner for not providing a safe escape route. Well, I'm going to have to agree, considering it was in Washington, which is close enough to California to be a little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to have to agree. I can probably see this happening, that they're going to sue and probably somehow win.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing about the legal system here in America, is people like that will actually win.
And somehow they'll sue and be like, well, my video made it on the internet. I'm going to sue you also for defamation of character.
Meh.
Well, and you can take your teeth out. That pretty much says it all right there.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
But I was surprised at one thing.
Hmm.
She wasn't wearing pajamas.
True. But she also wasn't wearing a bra.
True. And in typical Washington fashion... Sorry, let me rephrase it. In typical Seahawk fan fashion, the man that was stealing it was wearing a Seahawks jersey.
Of course.
So stay classy, Seahawk fans.
Repping that team right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Excellent moron moment of the week. Moron moments.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Anytime had to do a little the French is fantastic.
Moron moments.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. I like it. That's great. Do you have any more? You got anything else? Anything else?
I still love my Pixel 2 XL.
I'm so glad to hear that. And hopefully everybody that listens read the review on it, because I feel pretty confident that it will... Devol your mind.
Oh, God.
You bevel believe it.
It's bezel, you son of a bitch. Actually, I can't call you a son of a bitch because your mom is amazing.
I know. She says hello.
You significant other of a bitch. Yeah, Davis, you're a bitch.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what you get for not posting me. Is your Man Crush Monday.
I know. That was a good picture, though.
It was. Also, I love the t-shirt.
Thank you. I was actually just on the phone, like, calling the girls, and he snapped a picture, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep. I'm going to totally post that on the Reddit subreddit of oops moments. We're going to believe that. They totally baked me on the phone call and just had to post this picture.
He did. It was nice. And the walleye won last night.
What?
The Toledo Walleye, the hockey team up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 6-2. They were fucking destroying the Cincinnati Cyclones.
That's because Cincinnati, and they suck.
Yeah, they do. It was awful. It's okay. It's okay. Well, if you ain't got any more topics, I don't have any more topics. I think it's time to...
I do have something to say.
Oh, okay.
I got something to say, damn it! I have something quite happy to say as well. We are now going to be streaming on Twitch.
Ooh.
I finally have everything set up. Unfortunately, it'll probably be my mug for a little bit until the other two fools get systems worth streaming.
Hello.
So far, today I did a test stream of No Man's Sky. Got a follower. It was only about an hour long. Plan on doing PUBG, Subnautica, Deceit, or I think it's Deceit. I don't know. It's a free game that's on Steam right now, and it's about being infected and murdering people, so of course I love it.
Yeah.
Probably definitely going to do some Grand Theft Auto.
Of course.
Portal 2 I plan on doing as well, because that game's fun. We'll probably also try and do our podcast on there eventually.
Yeah.
As time goes by and I end up sticking more games on my PC, it'll probably go bigger, but until then, like, 6 games is enough.
Awesome. I like it. And what's your Twitch handle?
It's Cerebral Overload. No dash, just Cerebral Overload.
Ah, like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Don't know why there's a dash in there, but you know.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's because he's...
Fucking Ben.
Anyway.
We're still trying to make it one word. The people from Pittsburgh, they're not too bright. No. Like, blah, blah,
blah. But actually, you know what? I'm going to use this last little section here for a couple shout-outs I've got. Hopefully you got one, too. Shout-out to Kara, my god cousin? / future wife? /... my jelly. She came to visit with her boyfriend Nick, and we had an awesome weekend last weekend. And we actually got tattoos, because that's what we do whenever I go somewhere or somebody comes here. And I got a piece of toast on my arm with peanut butter on it. It's like a cartoony one. And she got a piece of toast with jelly. And I get to ask people, what are you, jelly?
We never got tattoos.
Yeah, I know. We got to do that next time we're up there. For sure. That's my new thing. Anytime I go on trips, I'm going to get a tattoo. So there's one.
Good. That made me sad.
Shout out to Yajagoff, that podcast. They had Ben on there as a guest host over the weekend as well, talking about CES.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, you guys had to deal with him in real life.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Looks like he was stuck behind some protein drink bottles anyway. So.
He looked like such a creeper with his pictures, just like peeking around shit. And finally, another shout out for another podcast I've been listening to lately. It's called Set Your Expectations. Pretty interesting. They bring on a lot of guest hosts. They talk about different topics, different knowledge that you normally wouldn't know about. And they just want you to set your expectations. They've got some really good episodes. A lot of local guests from the Toledo area, a lot of people that I know, which is one of the reasons why I've listened to them, and it's actually really good. It's nothing like us. It's not offensive like that. It's more knowledgeable, to say the least. But if you guys get a minute, check them out, give them a rate and some feedback. Give us some fucking feedback. For fuck's sake.
A couple of things. I'd like to, speaking of podcasts that you kind of ran into that you didn't expect to be good. Y'all know how I'm a huge Adam Savage fan.
Oh yeah.
Well, I started recently listening to his podcast called Tested, and it is insanely knowledge filling. Like, my brain, after listening to some episodes, I'm just like, oh my dear Lord, my brain's broken. It has been pretty crazy, and they explain everything in thorough detail, but it's not, they don't explain it to the point where you feel retarded because you don't know any of those things.
That's good.
But another thing that, this one's kind of, I don't want to, not sad. So I recently stumbled upon somebody on Instagram/YouTube. Her name is Jessie Strackham. God damn it, I know I fucked up her name. So a little, I think over a year ago, she got into a really bad accident. Lost use of her leg. She's in a wheelchair now. But a lot of people will, I find this as being someone that knows a lot of people that are dealing with depression, and depression is such a big issue nowadays, and with myself, a lot of people, when they get into that setting of wheelchair or some sort of disability, they just go down the dark hole and never climb out. Now, what I think is cool is she is now taking this to the next level and used it to actually improve her life. Because before, she was like a motocross athlete, that type of stuff. Like,
oh, wow.
She was into all that stuff, like cars, motocross, all that stuff. So now she's got a foundation called the Wheel With, well, I don't know if she, I don't think she started it, but I think she's in it. That's part of the Wheel With Me Foundation.
Wheel With Me.
They sell stuff to help out people that have disabilities. And the thing that's sad is she had posted something a little while ago about somebody that had stolen a wheelchair off of someone's front porch.
Jeez.
So what had happened is this, and it was like an 18-year-old kid. So they have their outside wheelchair, and then they have a wheelchair inside that they transfer to go around the house.
Yeah, you don't want to bring in wheelchairs.
Well, yeah, and you don't want dirt and all whatever garbage you bring in from outside. So they have it sitting outside their door. It's been fine for years. And then suddenly, just somebody stole it. So the Wheel With Me Foundation got her, well, they were starting to raise funds for the wheelchair for this kid. And then a wheelchair company said, no, we're not taking your money. Have this sweet wheelchair. We're going to customize it for you so you can bring it inside and have it locked up inside. And the family's like, well, we don't really have room for it. So they actually have like a bike lock type dealy at the front porch. So essentially they roll back into it. It locks into place. They hop out into the other wheelchair. Boop, inside they go.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's good to see people that have issues like that and aren't afraid to talk about it, kind of helping out and trying to get people out of the dark place of depression, because it's not a fun hole to travel down.
No, never. And people don't realize there's a lot of support out there and a lot of people that they can talk to, even if it's just a random stranger on the Die With Me app. Let your phone die. You don't have to die with it.
Well, well, that's probably not a good app to use. Just saying.
I thought it was a good catch line.
But if, God damn it. But if you are looking for an app that's great to have people out there just to listen, one that I personally use, it's called 7 Cups.
Okay.
And it's essentially like stages to try and help you get better with dealing with depression, finding ways to cope with it. But they have a part of it that's really awesome is, so when you open up the app, you would just hit chat, and you can either go into support chats, like group chats, or you can find, you can just click find a listener. It gets you your age groups. So you can do like 18 to 35 category. So it's got depression, managing emotional work stress, bullying, eating disorder, anxiety. They actually have a section on there for LGBTQ+. Alcohol, drug abuse, tie, huh. Right there.
What?
Alcohol, alcohol and drug abuse.
I don't ever abuse alcohol or drugs. I drink them all.
No, they... They've also got little ones like... Well, not little ones, but stuff that some people don't find being an issue, like exercise motivation, ADHD, financial stress. So it's got a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But there is, like, PTSD, trauma, relationship stress, all much stuff, and for some reason also spirituality, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And you said we're going back to Jesse for a second. Her foundation is Wheel With Me?
Yes, the Wheel With Me Foundation.
Okay.
They do have a Instagram account. It's just at Wheel With Me. For some reason, it's not open because my phone likes to eat dicks. So, well, okay, my phone doesn't. Instagram does.
yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
All right. I like it. Well, I think that's all with the for the shout-outs.
Also, a shout-out to you, Ty, for being amazing.
What? Oh, God. Wow. Thanks. I'm flattered. What did I do? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take it.
Can I just tell you you're awesome?
Yeah.
Fine, fuck you. I take it back.
No, I wasn't done.
Oh, too bad.
Wow, I was going to shout out my Twitch partner who sent me a bunch of crates on Call of Duty.
Yeah, you're welcome, asshole.
Every time I log, I'm like, why do I have like 15 fucking crates? How many things did I achieve? And I open them and I'm like, alright, cool.
Lies!
That makes sense. It's you.
Yep, well, I'm not going to play Call of Duty, so I may as well spread the wealth to someone else.
Yeah.
See what I did? Spread the wealth to someone else. Yeah. PETA.
Awesome. Well, I think that's it for this week's episode. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll be back probably next week. Since we did this one early this week, it gives us more time to prep for next week's.
Maybe.
Hopefully. With or without Ben, with or without video, with or without Twitch, with or without YouTube.
With or without you.
I love us so much. All right, folks.
I love me too.
Thank you for listening. Head over to iTunes. I'm going to say it every episode. Leave us some feedback. Give us 5 stars. Share the posts. Share Facebook. Share Instagram. Twitter. LinkedIn. Twitch. Xbox. Black person 686 with a space between black and person.
And Xbox is Elite Monkey with an IE and not an EY. I don't know. I got nothing.
That's okay. All right. Until next week, guys.
Toodles.
Bye.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.